there, and a very good day to you. Welcome along to the show. You're in tune with the free radio program here on Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. And this is show number 34.
Merchandise comes to you from Anorak's UK. All you'll ever need, you will find. We've got the lot, so don't be shy, send off right away.
Anorak.
bags everywhere. This one's for you. We've got the best selection of free radio merchandise anywhere. We've got magazines, disky pool type records, stickers to stick wherever you like, posters in multifarious colours, groovy medium wave loop frame aerials to let you hear your favourite stations with perfect clarity, contacts galore, and of course the world-renowned weekly report to keep you up to date on what's happening in the world of free radio. Don't be an old poop. Get in touch today and find out more. Write to Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, in England. And Anorak along with us. Now you've heard what we can do. Get in touch with Anorak's UK. And that's all.
Radio Rainbow International.
And it's the free radio show, by the way, number 34. Now, a reminder that if you want to write to us here, our mailing address, it's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. I'll give that address to you one more time. The free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, and Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E, Moneymore, Drogheda, D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A, Drogheda in Ireland. Looking forward to receiving all your letters and your reception reports. Coming up, 5 minutes of jingles and our radio station feature. But right now, music from Lou Rolls.
Night after night, taking friends on the town. I travel so light, never touching the ground. Dancing alone, not a care in the world. I do what I want. No one I belong to. My friends tell me how they all envy my style. But I know deep down what I hide with a smile. 'Cause I've had my share of life's burning romance. If you been pretending, I'd rather be ending now. Oh, stop me from starting this feeling. I've been protecting my heart so long. Stop if I've only been dreaming. Stop what's going on. I've been
And there he goes, Lou Rolls, and a great track indeed called Stop Me From Starting This Feeling. You're in tune with the Free Radio Show here on Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kilohertz and the 48 meter band shortwave, with you every single Sunday, and of course with you on a number of relays right throughout the British Isles and also throughout Europe as well. Coming up on the show, we have our radio station feature, and I think you'll enjoy our radio station feature on today's show, BBC Radio Stoke-on-Trent. Now, it's a long time since we featured a station from Britain, but our feature anyway is BBC Radio Stoke-on-Trent, and it's a 60s week special. And the reason why we're including this particular extract is because on that 60s week special, there's an interview with Dave Cash by telephone from his home in Bristol. And of course, as I'm sure all our listeners know, particularly those into Radio Caroline and Radio London in the mid-1960s. Dave Cash was very much involved there with those offshore stations. Anyway, there's the Dave Cash interview on BBC Radio Stoke coming up later, but right now, 5 minutes of jingles. And what have we got lined up for you today? Well, we have some jingles from English ILR stations, namely Festival Radio. We have a jingle from Radio Caroline, a jingle from Radio Wyvern, one or two jingles from BBC Radio 1, from Severn Sound, from Signal Radio, from Piccadilly Radio, and ending off with a couple of jingles from Ireland's RTE Radio 2. So now, 5 minutes of jingles coming up.
It's time for the chart on which the sun never sets.
Bridget Skinner. Music.
You're listening to Radio Wyvern. We're on the air 24 hours a day, every day, just for you. You can find us on medium wave 314 and 196 meters, and in stereo on FM 95.8 and 96.2. From Hay on Wye in the west to Redditch in the east, you'll find us serving the whole of the county. News, features, and the very best in music are all here 24 hours a day, every day, on Radio Wyvern.
Radio Wyvern.
Here. member of the human race. So grotesque, I think you are from outer space. Where is your ray gun? Take me to your leader, won't you please?
Charming.
Yes?
Don't be such a silly boy and get on with your work, please.
Okay.
Mummy says so.
Okay, Mummy.
This is Bill Wyman, and this is going out especially for Ian Banks at Radio Contact in Chester. Just Sweeze and Rockstar.
24 hours a day. Hay-on-Wye, Leominster, Hereford, Ross-on-Wye, Tenbury, Ledbury, Malvern, Worcester, Bewdley, Kidderminster, Stourport, Bromsgrove, Redditch, Droitwich, Pershore, Evesham. Have I missed your place yet? Never mind. You'll hear it soon on Radio Wye.
Last call on the telephones now, please. If you'd like a wave on the radio, give us a ring before the top of the hour, please. 051-709-9333. 709-9333, the dedication line, open until 10 o'clock. That's change. And here's Roger Phillips with news from tomorrow's Tamarounds.
Kind of music,
all summer long.
Radio 2 and you.
Good music,
all summer. Radio 2 stereo.
Your kind of people, your kind of way to spend the summer.
Radio 2
RT.
Turn on all this music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Well, you're just listening there to 5 minutes of jingles featuring Festival Radio, Radio Wyvern, BBC Radio 1, Severn Sounds, Signal Radio and Piccadilly Radio, and ending off there with RTE Radio 2 jingles. Free radio feature coming up a little bit later on. Here's a record I know we played on the show last week. Liked it so much, we're going to play it again this week. And that's what will be a hit. Ruby Turner and Bye Baby.
Treatment too.
Well, the big question is it going to be a hit or not? Ruby Turner there, and Bye Baby. Remember, you heard that first right here on the free radio show on Radio Rainbow International. Now it's a part of the show where everybody is listening out for our radio feature. Today, a rather interesting radio feature. It's the first time we've ever featured a BBC local radio station as our radio feature, but we have good cause to feature them today. BBC Radio Stoke-on-Trent, and the occasion is a 60s week special. Now, I'm not quite sure what year or when the 60s week special took place. I think it actually took place sometime this year. Anyway, on this particular extract, we'll hear an interview with Dave Cash, offshore broadcaster of the 1960s, by telephone from his home in Bristol, and then you'll hear part two of the interview. So here we go with our radio station feature on the free radio show.
BBC is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love with music. We got a little more love.
Vanity Fair, and I live for the sun.
It's just like being on a pirate station. This is probably why I've got this patch on. I keep going, pieces of nine, pieces of nine. Looking over the rails a lot. A winner of the name it and claim it after this. Wayne Eddy, Mr. Twangy Guitar, who of course is also in the charts in that, you know, in the future, what do they call it, 1986, but, you know, that's just my crystal ball. He will be in the charts with a funny group called The Art of Noise, but that was Dwayne Eddy. Wonderful stuff. 16 minutes to 5 o'clock. Talking of wonderful stuff, just like going back into the 60s, this being 60s week, I had a chat a couple of days ago on the phone with a man who started off with the Pirates and ended up with Anti-Beebe, with Radio 1, when it first started in the 60s, Dave Cash, who most people remember from, he was definitely the man for the catchphrases like Groovy Baby. I remember when people actually said things like that and got paid for it. I asked Dave what it was like to be at the forefront of being a radio disc jockey in the 60s.
I think probably the most exciting time of my life, because not only was the 60s, but I was in my 20s. And I think the combination of the two, you're sort of young and eager, and it's all changed.
Because you were quite outspoken then, weren't you?
Well, I think it was a matter of necessity, because I was an English-born Canadian who'd been brought up in Canada, and I started my radio career in Canada. And then when I came back to England, just as the Pirates were starting, I applied to the BBC, first of all. You say nice, but you know, get really fine the part, do you? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I can pick up your accent. You know, I'll do that. I said, but I have the qualifications. No, not quite, you know. And then that was sort of rejection. And then somebody said, hey, the Pirates are starting. I said, and it was marvelous.
But what was the feeling like then? Was it all just buzz?
To a certain extent, because it was so exciting in that period of time anyway. Not only the radio, that was part of it, but there was also the Beatles, and I think that, and followed by the Stones and the Who and all that sort of thing. And it just shook the world rock and roll music scene apart.
Were you always into music, or was it something that came along with the communicatory side of the job?
No, I was always into music, but I always wanted to be in the media. I think that probably came out of being a rather bad piano player.
How did you get on with Auntie Beebe?
In the end, fine. After the Pirates quit, I went and worked for the BBC Light Programme doing Monday Monday. And even that was quite remarkable. We used to do it at the Playhouse Theatre on the Embankment. It was Ray McVeigh's band, who's still going strong today. And they used to have guests in, you see. First of all, you'd have people doing covers of hit songs, and then you'd have a guest in. And one of our early guests was Jimi Hendrix. And it was ridiculous because he was sitting up there picking a guitar with his teeth, and there's all these blue-rinsed ladies in the front row with their knitting, wondering what was going on.
It was a time of great contrast, wasn't it? Just like that.
Absolutely. It was very, very exciting. And that threw up a whole new batch of BBC producers. I remember Keith Bateson, who produced Monday Monday, who was a very sort of 22, 23-year-old wild engineer who used to throw pots over his shoulder if they were noisy. You know, he'd get me good equipment, you know, and he'd be away. And it was very exciting because it was all change. I think that's the only way to describe it.
Did you feel a responsibility then? Because, I mean, looking back on it, you must see how important you were within the change to those the younger people then.
I think you realize that afterwards. You're just doing it while you're doing it. You're not really aware of being very important, because I think media, well, rock and roll radio, popular radio, is an entertainment factor. And it does inform, and it helps, and to a certain way it educates, I suppose, but it's not really Radio 4, which is what I would take seriously in the way of media as such.
Now, were you really seeing yourself just purely as an entertainment person?
To an extent, but what happened was, why I came to England in the first place, was that in America, in the middle 60s, the English influence that was coming over, the Animals, I remember, was the first English group that I really got into, even before the Beatles, with the House of the Rising Sun. And in America, they had what they call format radio in the mid-60s. So strong, guys like Bill Drake used to program 85 stations at once from a base in California. And what would happen was that you would get people going on, A10, B40, time, temperature check, and that was it. And that's all you did. You became a jukebox. I thought, well, sooner or later they're going to have machines to do this, and it's not very exciting anyway.
It's a 60s sound.
Hello.
Good morning.
We welcome you to stay. Give us your morning. We will brighten up your day. It's a new beginning here in Gloucestershire. Saturday with 95, you really come alive. Seven Sound, the happy sound of morning. Seven Sound.
Thank you.
Boys and do it again. Back to Dave Cash, one of those wonderful voices of the 60s that used to be on Radio London and Caroline and Bits and Pieces, eventually went to the BBC. And as I say, he was well known for catchphrases like groovy baby, things like that.
We used to have a lot of those, but also I was very lucky when we joined the Well, there was Kenny Everett, especially Kenny. I mean, that was a great time. And Dave Dennis, and Dave Brady, and T.W., and Noel Edmonds, and Tony Blackburn, Simon D. All these guys. It was kind of like playing for a team. You weren't. That's the difference, I think, between personality and ego. Ego is when you're on your own and you just, oh, that's it. I'm great, you know. But if you're playing as part of a team, then personality comes second. It just comes across.
Well, why do you think certain names, you included, have survived to this time and others just have sort of quietly disappeared?
Many reasons. So, a few of them got disenchanted, a few of them made fools of themselves. And also, I think that there is a certain amount of, when you're in the media as well as being, you know, hey, let's be a star, that sort of thing. But if you work within the media, there's so many jobs to do. And most of my work over the last 6 months have been doing training films and documentaries, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it. But it's a total change, and you just say, okay, well, that's your business. But somebody says, well, you write and voice this. But yeah, certainly, I've learned a lot about hairdressing.
It's Dave Cash, one of those famous voices from the 60s. 5 minutes to 5 o'clock on 60s Week.
Radio Stoke plays the sound of the 60s.
Stoke News, this is Charles Forster. Good evening to you.
Hi, I'm Tony Blackburn, and you're listening to the sound of the 60s right here on BBC Radio Stoke.
Well, you've just been listening there to our free radio show Radio Feature. Hope you enjoyed it on today's show. It's the first time in the history of the free radio show that we have featured a BBC local radio station, but there was good cause to include it today. A 60s Week special on BBC Radio Stoke-on-Trent, and included in that 60s Week special was an interview by telephone with Dave Cash. Dave, of course, offshore broadcaster in the 1960s of Radio London and Radio Caroline, and he was speaking by telephone from his home in Bristol. We took a break from the Dave Cash interview to include a couple of Severn Sound main ID jingles, and then back to part two of the Dave Cash interview on BBC Radio Stoke. Hope you enjoyed that, and don't forget that if you have any favourite free radio recording in fairly good quality and you would like us to feature it on the show, all you have to do is to send the cassette along to us here. The address, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. And all you have to do is to state when you are sending a cassette whether you wish us to hold on to the cassette or whether you wish to have the tape returned. Because if you want the tape returned, what we do is we copy off what we want off your tape and then use that, or else we use your original tape on the show. But either way, let us know whether you wish to have your tape returned or not. We're looking for jingles from people who have jingles of their own local ILR station, our local pirate radio station, and recordings from radio stations not only just around Britain but around Europe as well. Back to music now, and this is Aha. Yeah. great stuff that. Their new single, doing well in the charts for Aha, and I've Been Losing You. And that's taken from their current album, which is called Scoundrel Days. It's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kilohertz in the 48-meter band shortwave. Coming up, our free radio show news desk.
You're a radio enthusiast. Do you spend your spare time listening to the medium wave band? And do you put up with the most dreadful reception because you think it can't be any better? Well, no more. Anorax UK bring you the remarkable medium wave loop frame aerial, a technological breakthrough which has astounded listeners around the world. No more straining to hear what's going on. No more frustrating hours of static and interference. It really is astounding. This modern radio wonder is available exclusively through Anorax UK and costs a mere £20. So why put up with this? When you can have this.
Hey, jump on it. That is Kevin Johnson and the Bandwagon. Goes back to 1968. I'm sorry, I just don't remember
that. Write for further details of the amazing medium wave loop flame aerial to the exclusive suppliers. Anorax UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorax UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool in England. Now you can listen to the world perfectly.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio. Radio Rainbow International.
And a very good day to all our listeners in Blackpool, particularly indeed Barry and Ruth. A very good day to you. And I can definitely highly recommend the medium wave loop frame aerial. Don't have one myself, but definitely something we can highly recommend there. Now, we have some free radio show news for you now. A news for you regarding a station in Dublin called Liberty's Local Community Radio. And the news is that they have moved FM frequency from 104.5 megahertz and the Studio TX link is on 105.8. Now the quality is good and a very wide and varied selection of music is played. Peter Madison, by the way, is now the new station manager, so we're told anyway, and that's the latest news from there. Now a quick reminder, by the way, that if you have any free radio news or information and you'd like us to mention it on the show, well, our mailbox is always open. The address, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. Now, continuing with our free radio news from the Irish scene, also in Dublin now, from Sunday the 28th of September, KISS FM have changed the frequency of their Studio Link TX. Now, the frequency was 94.8 MHz, has now changed to 98.4 MHz in stereo. The main TX on 104.1 MHz remains the same. Now, Radio West in Mullingar are extending their service area on AM yet again very shortly. Radio West will have a relay on AM for the Galway area of the west of Ireland. No frequency, by the way, has been announced as yet. And staying with County Galway now, in Ballinasloe, County Galway, a station called Candy Radio can be heard loud and clear on 97.8 MHz FM and over a fairly wide area on AM on 1386 kHz. In fact, the AM signal appears to be quite strong, as there are reports of it being received in Dublin, and at one stage it was completely blocking the signal from Radio Carousel in Navan. Well, we brought you the news first last week. Here is some more news for you now. Boyneside Radio's new Super Music station will be on the air very shortly. It's to be called Laser FM Stereo, and the station's logo will be the power station. Three high-powered FM transmitters will ensure excellent quality all along the east coast of Ireland. Now, here are the frequencies to watch out for. If you're in the Dublin area, 105.5 MHz is the frequency. If you're in the Drogheda area, or anyway north of Dublin up to Dundalk, the frequency is 98.1 MHz. And if you're north of Dundalk up to Belfast, the frequency to watch out for is 101.2 MHz FM in stereo. Now, the Dublin TX gives generous reception to the capital city. The Drogheda TX covers North Dublin and on up to Dundalk. And the Dundalk transmitter, located in Claremont Cairn, is beamed to Belfast. Now, no other station in Ireland has ever done this before, so do stay tuned to Radio Rainbow for further details on that. Now back to the Dublin area again, and we can tell you that Energy have been experiencing some problems with their AMTX on 738 kHz. Down in power last week they were, and in some cases off the air for a number of hours. The reason for these breakdowns was that a vital component for the transmitter had blown, and it was proving difficult to get a replacement. However, this has now been put right. AM 738 kHz and FM 103.00 MHz in stereo. Some news just in now regarding Radio West and Mullingar. Apparently, they have plans to put a relay in the Dublin area on FM. It seems everybody's doing it now. No frequency has been announced as yet, but 108 MHz has been mentioned. So keep an eye and keep an ear to the dial there in the Dublin area. Finally, Sunshine Radio in Dublin continue to announce the coming of Phase 3. They've opened a new AMTX on 846 kHz. The power is about 3 kilowatts. The quality is good. Now, we're unsure exactly where it's coming from, but a report suggests that this new AM outlet is originating from the same aerial used for the 531 kHz at the Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, and they're probably using a system similar to what Radio Caroline uses, being able to operate two transmitters from the one aerial on AM. Anyway, the FM remains unchanged with three frequencies of 100.5 MHz, 101 MHz and 101.5 MHz. There are rumours of a £10,000 giveaway, and the programme controller of the station is still the American gentleman Bill Cunningham. There are also rumours regarding Sunshine Radio that three new stations are to be set up, an easy listening station, a pop station and a talk news type station. These have yet to be confirmed, by the way, but that is just some of the hints that are suggested there to us as what Phase 3 could be. Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see and find out. That's it for the news desk section for today. Slightly shorter than usual, but never mind, we'll be back to full power and full amount of news next week on our programme. And a reminder once again that if you'd like to write to us here with a report, or if you'd like to give us any free radio news, the address, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland, and we'll be looking forward to be receiving your letters.
There's no time.
Oh, no doubt about it. A powerful piece of music indeed. That is a brand new single from Queen. It's called Who Wants to Live Forever. You're in tune with the Free Radio Show here on Radio Rainbow International.
Radio Caroline, still alive in the 1980s. The first lady of free radio, Radio Caroline. The Radio Caroline story and all other free radio merchandise, including weekly report, are available through Anorax UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, FYI 4RE, England. Right now to Anorax UK for the best in free radio merchandise. Anorax UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Radio Rainbow International.
Right, Eddie, thank you very much and welcome back. Now, reminder once again that we are on the lookout for people to send us good quality cassette recordings of interest to our listeners to do with radio. If your local radio station has made a recording or done an interview with a famous personality to do with offshore radio, or indeed if you'd like to send us a copy of some of the jingles used on your local radio station, be it legal or illegal, you're more than welcome to do so. Send the cassette along to us here at the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. And don't forget, when you are writing to us, to state whether you wish to have the cassette returned to you. Okay? That's very important. So we'll be looking forward to receive your letters, reception reports, comments and complaints about the programme, as well as cassettes.
I never know.
That's OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and Forever Live and Die. Final record on our free radio show today. From the American charts, Mr. Huey Lewis and the News.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Been down that rocky road. But here we are still around. We thought about someone else. But neither one took the bait. We thought about breaking up. Now we know it's much too late. We are found by all the rest. Like the same old lovers, all the same friends, and the same adjacent. Yes, it's true.
Just been listening to show number 34 in our series of the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. Thanks as always for listening if you've been with us for the past hour or so. And a reminder once again that if you want to write to us, the address, the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. Next week we have show number 35. It's hard to believe it, 35 shows, but 35 will be with you next week, and I'll be with you next week as well. Have a good week, and for me, Kieran Murray, it's bye-bye for now.